Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death Trap by Danica Dark, narrated by Nicole Poole. We are each our own devil, and we make this world our hell. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1.
So this is the place you keep raving about?
Christian asked, running his dark gaze over the diner and giving it a judgmental stare. I smiled and continued examining the menu. The fate of your meal lies in the hands of whether or not Betty McGuire likes you. He leaned in tight.
Betty sounds like a real joy. I already told you I'm not ordering.
Oh, you're ordering. I don't care what you get, but Ruby's Diner saved my life more than once, so show a little respect. He snapped open his laminated menu.
In that case, is there anything that hasn't been marinated in lard?
I set my menu aside and gazed out the window. Condensation formed along the outer edges from the humidity and contrasting temperatures. Winter had arrived early, and a light dusting of snow blanketed the city, making even the filthiest streets pure again. It was an accurate representation of my life since joining Keystone. Working for Victor Kazan was an evolving lifestyle adjustment. After closing my first official case only a month ago, I'd taken Victor's advice and used the downtime to get my head together. I needed it, especially after discovering that the detective I'd gone out on a date with was the serial killer we'd been hunting all along. But downtime between job assignments was by no means a vacation. Victor had given me a stack of cold cases to review before...